Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
NBC announced they expect to lose $200 million on the Winter Olympics next month. Yeah. Folks, is it just me, or is that story hilarious? Lose 200 million. For them, that's a big hit. So I think everybody wins.
NBC is working on a solution, they say, in which all parties will be screwed equally. So I think it's that certain NBC touch.
This is Mike Peskin for Brian Lehrer. And the last guy you heard is he would certainly get hammered by a Cadillac tax. Jay Leno would, just because he owns a gazillion cars. Maybe he could give one of them to Conan O'Brien as a valuable parting gift, because it looks like the late night laugher is to exit Peacock Net in Variety Speak. The latest in the tumult in late night has Jay Leno moving back to 11:30. Conan O'Brien leaving the network, unwilling to take a demotion to 12. And aside from the business end of this, I wanted to talk a little about what this says about the state of comedy and audience taste. Lisa De Moraes is the fantastic Washington Post TV writer, and she joins me now. Hello, Lisa.
Hello.
Thanks for coming on. Are you at the, what is that big Hollywood confab where they get all the writers in there?
Right. I'm at the Winter TV Press Tour in Pasadena.
And so it's 7:30 in the morning there?
Yes.
And you've been subjected to all the new shows, some of which will be canceled after two episodes. But, of course, the buzz must be what's going on in NBC late night. And what is the latest that you've heard?
Well, the latest is that it appears NBC is just going to let Conan leave before his contract is up, that they will let him talk about doing shows with other networks before his contract would have been up. And Jay Leno is going to get – they had announced here at the press tour last Sunday that Jay Leno's show was being canceled from primetime and that he was going to be moved back to late night at 11:30 for a half-hour show. The Tonight Show would be moved to midnight with Conan. Now it looks like Jay Leno's going to get the Tonight Show back starting at 11:35 each night.
Right, which solves the logical problem that was pointed out on Saturday Night Live. If it started at 12:05, it wouldn't actually be on tonight. The question on our website and our Facebook page for everyone is, if you were an NBC executive and you had one thing to do to fix the late night fiasco, what would it be? And the winner gets a job with NBC at a $1 million salary a year. Post our comments at WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer. Or you could call us at 212-433-9692. Fix late night for us, won't you? 212-433-9692. I think public sympathy is with Conan on this, because he moved his whole show west, and it seemed like he didn't get a lot of time. And yet, I don't know why Jay Leno is being portrayed as such a bad guy. He always had a reputation as a nice guy. Why do you think he's taking the hits from all the other late night comics?
I'm not sure that Kimmel was on his show last night. I think Kimmel wouldn't have gone on this show if he really thought that Leno was to blame. But, they want a bad guy who has a face. Blaming NBC is just sort of corporate and isn't a good joke. It's much more fun to blame Jay Leno. But that somehow seems to take the responsibility away from the network.
Rohit says you should give Leno a segment on the Today Show, I guess in the 18th hour of today that would be, and that would probably work out for them. And also on the Today Show, here's a Facebook responder who said that the Willard Scott position on the Today Show should go to Jay. You know what that does? That tells me that Jay's persona is his show is very much toned down, and I'll say it, it's kind of bland, and it worked really well at 11:30. And he was, I guess, expected to ramp up the watchability. Does that mean the edginess? I don't know. At 10 o'clock. Does this say something about the kinds of shows that America wants at certain hours, Lisa?
Oh, absolutely. There are certain kinds of shows that America wants at certain hours of the day. There are certain kinds of shows that America wants certain days of the week. That is absolutely the case, and one of the problems that the networks have is because the churn rate of executives is so high in this industry that they keep having to learn this over and over and over again. Putting Leno on at 10 o'clock was a way to keep him from going to a competitor. The expectation was that he was going to be picked up by ABC because NBC thought that Leno would hammer Kramer Conan if he did a late night show for ABC in the same time slot as the Tonight Show. Putting Leno on at 10 o'clock was also a way, the head of the company thought, to program to margins at 10 o'clock. The real problem that NBC had at 10 o'clock was that they didn't have a development executive who knew how to develop hit series, and they decided instead to just put in cheap programming. Leno used to boast that he could do a week's worth of his show for the cost of one episode of a scripted 10 o'clock drama.
Right, and the problem is that's true in terms of how much it costs to produce, but
right.
The overall cost is what it costs the TV news that follows you, what it costs the late night that you're supposed to lead into, and it
right.
had these ripple effects that the network just couldn't countenance anymore.
Well, it wasn't the network, actually, that did this. It was the stations. This really is a major victory for little TV stations all around the country. I shouldn't say little because a lot of them are now owned by large companies that own multiple TV stations. But what happened here was that the November sweeps finished up, and the TV stations were getting their numbers for how badly their 11 o'clock newscasts did with Leno as a lead-in. And they started telling the network that they were going to preempt Leno. And when it got to the point, the head of the company said here at the press tour, the drumbeat got so loud. And the reports were that up to a third of the NBC stations were going to start preempting Jay Leno's show.
So how could Conan, well, I guess Conan could say that you made the mistake years ago when you offered me the job, but doesn't Conan know that that's the case, know that this isn't Leno's fault or even the network's fault? Conan is blaming the network for, you know, screwing him over, but like you said, the network had a gun to its head.
Yes, they did with regard to getting rid of Leno at 10 o'clock. The mistake that NBC made was when they signed that contract with Conan years ago, promising him the Tonight Show in 2009 so that he would not entertain offers from other networks. They made a decision that Conan was their guy going forward. But then when it came to 2009, they got cold feet and they decided to try to find a way to keep Leno, and they outsmarted themselves. They should have made a decision. Is Conan their guy or is Conan not their guy? And if Conan's their guy, put him on the air, let Leno go somewhere else because you believe that Conan is the future.
Well, speaking of a way to have it both ways, Laura from Newfoundland, New Jersey. Hello, Laura. What's your suggestion?
Hello. I think that they should act like adults and share.
Share? How would that work?
Share. Well, I mean, they're going to have to work out the details. However, you have shows that appear only one night a week.
Right.
And they can work it out that way. One takes Monday, Wednesday, Friday. The other one takes Tuesday, Thursday. You know, however they want to work it out. But this arguing it just is so complicated. There were a lot of mistakes made. In the programming, they tried something new. It didn't work. Okay.
Let's
so work it out.
Right. Thanks, Laura. I don't know if King Solomon would have been a good TV exec. But
no.
What that maybe points to is that it is true, or at least it is perceived, that the personality of these guys is what has people tuning in, right? Not who they book and not even necessarily the jokes they tell in the monologue. It's who people like and who they don't like.
Well, for a certain base level audience, yes. But whenever you book somebody big, the night that David Letterman gets President Obama on the air,
sure.
His numbers go through the roof. That was a really good get for him. So I don't think it's an either or situation. But with respect to the caller's suggestion, there was somebody here at the press tour who suggested that they should make it like the Sonny and Cher show after Sonny and Cher divorced and put the two of them on together every night of the week, that they literally would share a show, but I don't think that idea is being considered.
Or I think there was a season, the last season of Laverne and Shirley, was still called Laverne and Shirley, but it only starred Shirley.
Yeah.
So you could call it Jay and Conan show and then never have Conan show up.
Right.
Another suggestion that someone said to me is they should take whatever they're paying Jay and whatever they're paying Conan and just throw it all at Jon Stewart. How much are they paying these two guys?
Oh, just vast sums of money, which we ought to, it's worth mentioning to put this in perspective as people are feeling bad for Conan. This man is walking away with an enormous amount of money.
Yeah. Now, I wanted to ask you, it is widely perceived that that when Letterman moved to 11:30, he had to get less edgy, had to appeal more to middle America. And it seemed to work for a year, but then Leno started beating him in the ratings. And I think everyone took a lesson that America, or to get a big audience, they people like a blander form of comedy. Is that a correct lesson to take? Can we look at any of this and talk about, you know, the tastes of how accessible Americans want their comedy, late night comedy, to be?
Well, you know, the reason that they decided Conan was their future is NBC now sells demographics. They don't actually, they say, they don't care about tonnage. They want, in late night, 18 to 34-year-old viewers. And Conan was delivering that for them. Again, this was about not making a decision. Do you want him to stay as edgy as he was in the later time period and bring that young audience with him, which he was doing, or do you want a show that's going to get a broadcast audience, which they claimed they didn't want? But the fact that Leno is now going back to The Tonight Show, it appears, would seem to say otherwise. And I think the problem is that NBC could never figure out exactly what they wanted to do, what their position was. This has always been about acting out of fear, and it was fear of Leno going to another network.
Right. And we say edgier, and it's weird because Conan wasn't edgy in the sense that he ever offended at 12:30. He
right.
ever offended anyone. He never made
right.
references that went over people's heads. He just kind of had a little bit of zany non sequitur comedy.
Yeah, but I think, you know, my problem with Conan's show was that I thought he lost so much edge when he moved to The Tonight Show. I mean, look at the very first night of the show. He has Will Ferrell on to plug an NBC Universal movie, a failure. So he's stuck with Will Ferrell as a guest to plug an NBC Universal property. And then he takes viewers on the NBC Universal tour tram in his first week. He just, I thought he lost way too much edge. And I think that was one of the big problems.
Yeah, when he blended his DNA with a peacock, I thought that was the beginning
yeah,
of the end.
Absolutely.
Lisa De Moraes writes for The Washington Post. She covers TV, reader stuff online and in the paper. Thanks a lot, Lisa.
My pleasure.